Buenos tardes. This is Alex McKiernan reporting from Buenos Aires, Argentina, with the LEAD 36 International Study Travel Seminar. And we had a busy day today at the American Embassy, as well as the Argentine Ministry of Agriculture. So we got a big picture overview of a lot of things that are going on. And I'm here sitting with Ben Blumendahl and Chris McQuillan. And we're going to start with Chris from Holdridge and just get some perspective on some of the big picture economic indicators that we're seeing. What interested you, Chris?
Thanks, Alex. A big thing that continues to show up in our conversations almost everywhere we go is the inflation in Argentina. It's currently at 25%, which is a positive thing compared to where it's been in the past. Their goal in the future is to, in 2018, to take that inflation down to 15%, but who we've spoken with, they think 17 to 18% is likely where they'll end up. As a baseline, for those of you that aren't aware, the GDP in the United States is around 3%.
The inflation rate?
Yes, the inflation rate.
Right. And what else was interesting for you?
A third of the population is in poverty, so we talked about inflation. It's a challenge to fix inflation when you have so many social programs that are helping the less fortunate that need the help.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely a theme that we've seen in this trip of Argentina working to expand and running into issues with debt and services and poverty. It's a challenge. Chris, who at home would you like to say hi to?
Love to say hi to my beautiful wife, Heather, and my three children, Lizzie, Max, and Mora.
Excellent. I'm also here with Ben Blumendahl from Lincoln. He works with the USDA as a statistician. And we heard a lot of stats today, and I just wanted to get, Ben, your impression on what stood out and what was interesting.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. We had a good conversation with some of the secretaries at the Ministry of Agriculture in Argentina, and we actually learned that the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service is doing some statistical consultation with the Ministry of Agriculture to improve their crop production estimates so that with better data they can make better policy choices and just getting that information out to the farmers in the country. And speaking of the farmers in the country, we also learned about these groups. They're called CREA groups, of about 9 to 10 farmers in an area, and they meet once a month, and they'll provide feedback of each other's operations in terms of production, financials, just put all the numbers out there. They said there's about 200 groups across the country and made up about 2,000 members.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me. They get together and they hash it out, and they have to share their numbers and productions and statistics and try to improve the work they're doing. So I got a kick out of that. Who at home do you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my wife, Kristen, and I also have a son, Max. So Great. Say hello to them.
Great. I'm going to say hello to my wonderful wife, Chloe, my daughters, Nina, Roisin, and Fiona. And tomorrow we get on a ferry and head across to our next stop, which is Uruguay. So thanks for listening, and we'll be in touch with more details from our trip to South America with LEAD 36.